Hello to all my good friends and supporters and subscribers throughout the entire world. T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you once again here with episode number 9. Where's my merchandise? You cannot just take something from me without any consequences. These are all true stories here of violence interruption work that is taking place here in the city of Chicago. This particular story was highlighted in the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper with the people involved in the story back in May of 2019. So these are true stories, and every now and then I have true testimonials in regards to how the work is effective when it comes down to stopping killings. So what happened here, a young guy was working security for some drug dealers on the west side of Chicago, and they provided him with a gun to work security. He decided to gangster the gun, take the gun from the guys, and he sold the gun for some drugs because he had a drug problem. But he forgot he told the guys where he lived at. So the very next morning, the guys showed up in front of his apartment building. He lived on the second floor, and they shot his windows out, and he returned fire because he had another gun up in his apartment. But the only problem was he had his girlfriend was in the apartment and his newborn son. So he returned fire because it's like, look, that's the way it goes in the city of Chicago. So the guys, they fled the scene, and next thing you know, my phone started ringing off the hook. A few of my comrades called me as well because we heard about what happened there. The guy that took the gun, his father was a real tough guy in the community as well. So everybody was rallying the troops up. The guys that, the guy that took the gun, he was pulling his people together to retaliate. And the other guys were pulling the troops together to retaliate once again after they shot the windows out, okay? So once we received all the phone calls, I sent some guys to talk to the one side. And I talked to the guy that took the gun. And I let him know, look, man, we need to go on and try to solve this issue. We got to work it out one way or the other. But he told me, look, they shot my windows out. My baby was up here. It's nothing to talk about. So I talked to the guy, then I called his father and let his father know, look, I need your support in this situation because your son took their gun. I'm not saying that they were wrong for shooting his windows out, but let's try to work this out. Nobody got hit, nobody was killed, so let's try to work it out on the front end, if that makes sense to everybody. Now, I know I tell these stories within a few minutes here, but it takes 3 to 4 days to work these conflicts out most of the time. So the father listened to me. We got a chance to talk to his son, and the family members began to raise a few dollars to give the guys for the gun, all right? So now we went out, I had my comrades talk to the other guys, and they said they wanted $250 for the gun. Now, I know some people are listening and watching this video, and they're saying, why would you pay a guy for the gun? But this is what happens in the concrete jungle, everybody. So basically, we worked it out. We raised about $220, paid the guys for the gun, and then we got a chance to sit down with the guy that took the gun and the guys that shot his windows out. It was kind of chaotic in the beginning, but we put everybody in a peace circle, and we began to process with everybody there, and next thing you know, we reached what you call a happy medium. The conflict was resolved, people apologized on both ends, and we saved lives that particular day. We saved many lives because you never know what may have taken place. The guy that, when they shot his windows out, he wanted to kill them and they wanted to kill him. So we were able to save lives on the front end. That's what violence interruption work is all about. These are all true stories. So if you like what I'm talking about here, I would like for you all to subscribe to the T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman YouTube channel and visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. Thank you all very much, and peace is what it's all about. Take care.